Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kelsey from East Bridgewater.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, it's time to leave the studio.
Good luck.
There we go. Kind of like that. Kelsey, you know how this works. There are five trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, who is now gone to that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Of course you are. You've prepared your whole life for this, haven't you?
Yes.
Chris Rock was performing at a billionaire's private Christmas party when he bailed in the middle of his set. On the way out, he complained at how he wasn't supposed to be taped, videoed, or recorded. Who slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars?
Was it Will Smith? Maybe Will Smith.
18 years ago today, or excuse me, 118 years ago today in 1906, Teddy Roosevelt was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating peace between Russia and Japan. Who played Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies?
No idea.
All right, question number three. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You makes its way back to number one on the Hot 100.
It's a yearly tradition.
At the start of the second verse of that song, Mariah sings, "Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for blank."
I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even ask for... I mean, I know this song a lot. I won't even ask for...
I won't even wish for...
I won't even wish for money.
Question number four. Brian Cox says Jeremy Strong caused hostility on the set of Succession with his method acting. Succession was a hit show that followed the battle for control between which powerful family? What was her last name?
The Smiths.
Question number five. Actor Michael Clarke Duncan was born in 1957. Today in 1957, he was nominated for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role as John Coffey, a death row prisoner with supernatural abilities. In which movie that also starred Tom Hanks?
Oh, sounds fascinating.
It's a good movie.
No idea.
I'm tired.
Okay, I can't wait to hear the answer.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Well, you don't waste time. You know what you don't know.
Kennedy!
Also, a big thank you. I want to say thanks to Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have Kelsey getting 1 out of 5. These are tough, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough. And Kelsey's excited to learn the answers to these questions.
Okay.
Yes.
Chris Rock was performing at a billionaire's private Christmas party. When he bailed in the middle of his set, on the way out, he complained that he was not supposed to be taped, video, or recorded. Who slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars?
Will Smith.
Tied at one. 118 years ago today, 1906, Teddy Roosevelt was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating peace between Russia and Japan. Who played Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies?
Robin Williams.
It was Robin Williams.
R.I.P.
2-1. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You made its way back to number one on the Hot 100. At the start of the second verse of the song, Mariah sings, "Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for blank."
Snow.
It is snow, not money.
Mariah doesn't need to wish for money.
Why
she's doing
both?
Okay.
3-1. Question number four. Brian Cox says Jeremy Strong caused hostility on the set of Succession with his method acting. Succession was a hit show that followed the battle for control between which powerful family?
The Roy family.
That is correct. 4-1. Question number 5. Actor Michael Clark Duncan was born today in 1957. He was nominated for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role as John Coffey, a death row prisoner with supernatural abilities. In which movie did also star Tom Hanks?
Green Mile.
The Green Mile, and it is a fantastic movie, Kelsey, if you get a chance to check it out.
Bring tissues, though. It's not exactly uplifting.
Yes.
A good story from Stephen King as well, if you'd like to read it.
Well, Kelsey, I learned so much this morning.
You did.
That's why we're here. Educational.
Well, I understand you're an assistant principal, Kelsey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
All right. Do you want to shout out your school?
Yep. I'm pulling into Phelps Elementary in Rockland right now.
Hey, let's go.
No classes today. We're all watching the Green Mile.
That's because Dan said so. Kelsey, unfortunately, you don't win the cash, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to see Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical at the Box Center Wang Theater. It's playing now through December 23rd. If you want to buy tickets, boxcenter.org. But you're going for free. Enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Kelsey from East Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
And Can't Beat Kennedy with a brand new sponsor, Subaru of New England. You can get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event. And Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Say good morning to Emily from Boxford.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Also, her son William, who is 6, is in the car.
Yeah, say hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I don't know.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So you know how this works. There are 5 trivia questions. It's all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money, and she's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Emily?
Yes.
3 years ago today in 2021, the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story was released. Who are the two gangs at odds with each other in West Side Story?
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Question number 2. Morgan Wallen's felony chair-throwing case is going to a grand jury in the state of Tennessee. I don't know if you remember, he threw a chair off the 6th floor of a bar into a busy street. Morgan Wallen had a song with Post Malone that spent 6 weeks at number 1 this year. Name the song.
Oh, God. Well, we're not doing good.
We've been playing it every 20 minutes.
You would think that we would know.
All right.
We don't know.
Question number 3. Nelly is launching a world tour with Ja Rule, Eve, Fabulous, and Chingy. Which artist features on this song with Nelly? Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Timbaland?
Question number 4. Sabrina Carpenter says Please, Please, Please is based on real-life events that happened to her. Which actor did Sabrina just break up with?
William, are they not teaching you this stuff in school?
No. Not in your first grade curriculum.
Question number 5. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour made a record $2 billion in ticket sales. Taylor also gave out almost $200 million in bonuses to everyone who worked on the tour, from bus drivers to physical therapists. The first show was back in March of 2023. In which city did the Eras Tour kick off? That's a tough one.
That's why it's 5.
Yeah. I remember the state. I didn't remember the city.
The city? I know. I know it was in Arizona. I don't know the city.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Hello.
I believe I have Emily and William getting 0 out of 5.
Yep. It's a Mac, big old Mac.
Mac,
oh
Mac,
my God.
Mac,
no,
Mac,
no, no, no,
Mac,
no, that
Mac,
doesn't
Mac,
do that.
Mac,
the song
Mac,
ended
Mac,
with
Mac,
Mel.
Mac.
We buried it.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
3 years ago today in 2021, the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story was released. What are the two gangs at odds with each other in West Side Story?
The Sharks and the Jets.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Back when street gangs worked on their dance choreography instead of their shooting.
Go Bob Fosse.
1-0, question number 2. Morgan Wallen's felony chair-throwing case is going to a grand jury in the state of Tennessee. If you'll recall, he threw a chair off the sixth floor of a bar into a busy street in Nashville. Morgan Wallen had a song with Post Malone that spent 6 weeks at number one this year. Name the song.
I had some help.
Yes, you did. 2-0. Question number 3. Nelly launching a world tour.
Let's go, Nelly.
Ja Rule, Eve, Fabulous, and Jingy will be performing.
Fabolous. Are you joking? Oh. Let's go.
I like the way you do it right there.
Oh my gosh.
Which artist features on this song with Nelly? Take a listen, Kennedy.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. That is Tim McGraw.
3-0. Sabrina Carpenter says, Please, Please, Please is based on real-life events that happened to her. Which actor did Sabrina just break up with?
Barry Cogan.
4-0. Question number 5. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour made a record $2 billion in ticket sales, and Taylor gave out $200 million in bonuses to everyone who worked on the tour. The first show was back in March of 2023. In which city did the Eras Tour kick off?
Oh.
Over and over again.
I don't remember. Indianapolis? Mm.
Arizona. It was Glendale.
Oh, that's right.
Glendale, Arizona. 4-0 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Emily?
Good job, Kennedy.
Yes. You guys, you're not leaving empty-handed. Listen to this. You have won yourself a $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Here's to free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards. Yes, easy, fast, and always a hit. You got to love the nines.
Gold Fever wings are a fire consolation prize.
Fire.
How exciting.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we're happy for you, Emily. Yeah. Thank you both to you and William for listening. We appreciate that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
We're Emily and William from Boxford, and we can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Grant from Barrington, New Hampshire.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Grant, did we meet you and your family this weekend at Pheasant Lane Mall?
You did not, unfortunately, no.
All right. Well, then we expect to meet you and your family this Thursday, South Shore Plaza, 6 to 8 p.m.
We will be there. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a real convenient drive from Barrington, New Hampshire.
No, that's fine. It's fine. All right, Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. And a big thank you to our brand new sponsor for Campy Kennedy, Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Question number 1, Keith Urban will head out on tour for the first time in 3 years. He just announced his new High and Alive tour, hitting 28 cities in 2024. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
McDonald's feeds 70 million people per day, which is just under 1% of the world's population. What is McDonald's slogan?
I'm loving it.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour made a record $2 billion in ticket sales. Taylor gave out almost $200 million in bonuses to everyone who worked on the tour. She added a new era mid-tour in March of this year. What did she add?
Off.
Grant, are you still with us?
Yep, I said pass. Sorry, I didn't know
that one. That's all right. Question number 4. Meg White turns 50 today. She and her then husband Jack formed which band?
The White Stripes.
And question number five, SZA released a preview of her new album, Lana. SZA has had one song reach the top of the charts as a solo artist. Name the song.
Ooh,
you have fun sound effects, Grant.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. I was trying to look up to see when...
Kennedy!
There it is. When that tour was coming to town. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Grant, as I understand with that...
Hey, Kennedy.
Hey.
I don't know if you noticed, he had a little bit of an accent.
I did.
Yeah, big New Hampshire accent.
Yeah. I think it's a little Canadian.
There was a hokafuffle with the word pass.
Yeah, no, I thought you dropped the F-bomb is what I thought. I thought I was going to have to drop him.
Oh, no. Sorry, guys.
No, that's all good. It's all good.
We love a kerfuffle.
Yes. Grant got, is it 3 out of 5, Dan? Is that correct?
Yes.
These are tough, well, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Keith Urban will head out on tour for the first time in 3 years. He just announced his new High and Alive tour, hitting 28 cities in 2025. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Tied at 1. McDonald's feeds 70 million people per day, which is just under 1% of the world's population. Wow. What is McDonald's slogan?
I'm loving it.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour made a record $2 billion in ticket sales. She added a new era mid-tour in March of this year. What did she add?
The Tortured Poets Department.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number 4. Meg White turns 50 today. She and her then husband Jack formed which band?
White Stripes.
Remember how they were always very secretive? They joked that they were brother and sister for a long time. Mm-hmm. It was an odd thing. 4-3. Question number 5. SZA released a preview of her new album, Lana. I don't know if it's Lana or Lana, but since my wife is Lana, I'm going.
Go with what you know.
SZA has had one song reach the top of the charts as a solo artist. Can you name that song?
Kill Bill.
Look at you, Kennedy. Is that all 5? That was pretty good.
You didn't have to do Grant like that, Kennedy.
Kennedy, you're a wicked fuck.
Did he drop the F-bomb again?
I feel like we lost him in the middle of him saying that.
Well, let's see what we got here. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. We did lose him, by the way, so we're going to have to try and get him back on because he got a prize, Dan.
He did.
He did win himself 4 tickets to go see Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas musical at the Box Center Wang Theater, playing now through December 23rd. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So we say to Grant, congratulations on his tickets. Call us back, by the way. Dan, do you want to pretend to be Grant?
I don't have a British accent, but I'll do what I can.
How about you, Kennedy? You want to be Grant? I think you could do it better than...
What town was he from?
Barrington.
Well, he's from...
I'm Grant from Barrington, London. And I can't beat Kennedy.
Mm. Oh. Wow, that's good.
Hey, you in the car. Yeah, did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix 104.1.